Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Now, it is Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We find ourselves in chapter 3, and I'm going a little slower because I just love this book in 2 Timothy. It's a discipleship book, and it's particularly a discipleship book for a man in ministry by the one who had brought him to Christ and trained him in Christ, and that was the Apostle Paul, who had this glorious father-son relationship with him. And now we find ourselves in this passage of Scripture where he has warned Timothy that evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse. What's bad? They're deceiving. What's worse? They're deceived. And then he says this to him, "You, however, in contrast to evil men and imposters, you, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." All right, so let's stop there. He says, now, Timothy, you're a disciple. You're not an evil man. You're not an imposter. You're not a perfect man. You're a man of God who loves the Lord. You're willing to learn, you're willing to repent, you're willing to confess, you're willing to pursue out of love to Christ, obedience to the glory of Christ. But having said all of that, I want you to make this a way of life. Timothy, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them. So let's stop there. Timothy is a learner. Great leaders are always learners. And growing Christians are intentionally pursuing knowledge. That's why we're disciples. Discipleship means to be a learner. We are intentional learners, and we want to make learning a lifestyle. And when we learn what is true and affirm that it's true, we want to be convinced of it. And when we are convinced of it, one of the things that helps us is taking a look at who we're learning from. Now, we do not declare that our teachers are infallible. Only the Word of God is infallible. So you receive the Word with eagerness and you examine the Scriptures to see if the things that are being taught are accurate and true. But you also want teachers that you know are committed to giving you the truth. So you want to get teachers like that, you knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from childhood you've known. You know who he's referring to? He's referring to his mother and grandmother, Lois and Eunice, that they were those who had given him the truth. His dad was not a believer, it seems, but his mother and his grandmother were, and that they continually taught him as a child. And now Paul is teaching him as well, and I'm sure there are other teachers that are involved in Timothy's life. So continue in what you've learned from childhood. By the way, embrace these children, raise these children in and for Christ. These are our covenant children. They are so impressionable. Do you know over 80% of the people who become Christians do so before they're 16 years old? So you want to get with them in their life, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So can I ask you a question? What were the sacred writings that Timothy learned as a child? The Old Testament. And what does he say? They're able to give you wisdom. To do what? To be saved. Salvation. How? Through faith in Christ Jesus. From what Bible? The Old Testament. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. It's the gospel message in its infant presentation in symbols and prophecy and types and acts and communication. And then it comes to fruition in the coming of the incarnation, atoning death and resurrection of Christ. And then it is proclaimed in the New Testament and expounded. But you don't have two messages, one in the old and one in the new. It's one message, the glory of the triune God revealed in Jesus Christ, who is not only our creator and sustainer, but who is our redeemer. Continue in what you've learned. You've learned from childhood, and now learning is a way of life. And you've learned the glorious foundational truth of all, the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, the thread that ties every verse of the Bible together into one message. Praise his name. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.